why a woman should be independent. I think it is very important. Women or the girl child should take education very seriously. At the same time, should know that they are also equal to men, and they have the free mind to tell themselves that they can be anything they want, to work hard for their own money, to plan, to have a future, to have their own businesses, to go into any business venture they want to go into, whether they decide to get married or not. Making money, having your own money, is not just for the male folks. It is also for female. As a matter of fact, if you look around, females are working very hard. They are becoming the best at whatever thing they put their hands in. So it is very important for women, first of all, not to look at themselves as, you know, the second-hand citizen. Oh, they cannot achieve what they want to achieve, because in every way, they can. As a matter of fact, what a man can do, a woman can do better. That statement is no way a lie. So you can see women now working very hard, being very creative, making hats, making soaps, making creams, selling bags, shoes, being in the corporate world, killing it, doing well, being MD CEOs, being bank managers, name it. So there is no reason, there is absolutely no reason why anybody will still think at this age that a woman is just for the kitchen or men for the kitchen. Women are killing it. Women are taking, single mothers on the increase. Women are taking charge. Women are at the forefront. If you ask me, it is advisable for a woman, whether a man gives her a helping hand financially or not, to have her own money. It is very important. You're going on a date, for example. Gone are those days when women would think that, no, a man must always pay, except he wants to. Always have your vex money in your bag. It is always good for a woman to have the mindset of, I can pay for this thing myself, except the man wants to give a helping hand, except the man chooses to buy you hair, shoe, bag, open a business for me. Tell yourself that you can do it for yourself, because trust me, when you do it yourself, a man would appreciate you and say, okay, then maybe I could help her. She has shown signs that she's independent. She has shown signs that she's responsible. She's not after me because of my money or whatever. So I believe women are already changing that narrative. Yes, everybody needs a helping hand. Everybody wants to be spoiled every now and then. But it's still important for you to hold your own, have your own thing, have your own business, have your own money, so that tomorrow nobody can take it away from you. Your own is your own any day, any time. We see women of all ages working so hard. Call it the strength of a woman. They're working so hard, having their own thing, having their own money, having their own businesses, doing their thing, putting a helping hand in training their children, or even training their children throughout. We've seen it happen over time. Why? Because they're becoming more independent. They're having their own money. They are at risk to saying you want to depend on a man. What if tomorrow he leaves you? What if tomorrow he's like, I can't help you? What if tomorrow you are left hanging? So it is always good to have your own money. Yes, and not everybody is the business kind. And yes, you don't have to also stress yourself and say, oh, where do I start from? I don't have the money for to do business. You can start small, start little. And if you're not the business type, ask yourself, what is it that I really like to do? Do I like to sing? Do I like to write? Do I like to play football or entertain people in whatever form? Do I like to still be in the corporate world? It is fine, but whatever you do, just seek to improve yourself. Read up, even if I'm guilty of this. I don't read up. I don't like to read anyway, but what I'm just saying is keep being better at whatever you do, and I'm sure your 9-to-5, you will definitely get paid. Save that, and in the meantime, you can think of what you want to do in the future. The bottom line is just have your own money. Just think for yourself, be more independent. If you get a helping hand in future, beautiful. If you don't, it's all good, you know, and grow from there. Wherever you are, you can grow from there. It's easier said than done, but I think that with more women supporting women and more listen to more good things online, listen to motivational things, reading, making yourself happy, and cutting your coat according to your size. You do not always have to do what your neighbor is doing. Oh, my friend is buying this hair. My friend is buying that expensive bag, that expensive hair. If you don't have money for that, reduce your expectations. Do not be content with what you have, because we see so many ladies spending their money on the wrong things. You're spending money on things you're not supposed to spend your money for at that particular time. So why not invest that money? Or if you don't have anything to do with that money, save it up and think of what you will do with that money later. Leave the expensive hair for now. Leave the expensive bags, shoes for now. And think of what you can do with that money. Then when your money multiplies, triples, why not? Good things of life are fun, are good. But take your time. Do not rush. Do not follow the bandwagon of anything. Fashion, whatever. Just be you. Be yourself. Take your time. Do not say you haven't arrived. You want to be like your next door neighbor. Take your time and be you. Whatever you want to be you.